Hey, this is Sully FT.
And this is Heaton Cha. And today we're going to talk about a very important topic. The topic is how to help your customers through change.
I think we like talking about more than just sales and marketing.
We just want to bullshit and chat about business and life. And hopefully while we're doing that, provide a lot of value to people.
The world's best business podcast.
Oh, shit. We got it.
For people trying to get shit done.
Yeah. We don't want to give you feedback that's bullshit.
We want you to do your best.
Yeah, I think any kind of change is what we're referring to. It could be a pricing change, could be a branding logo change, could be a UI UX change. It's something that, you know, when you're building a product, you tend to do, right? Tend to make changes.
Yeah.
And some of them you might think are more severe than others in terms of the impact on the customer. So I'm going to throw the first thing out on this one and just say, you know, before you make the change, when you're thinking about making the change, I would think first, is this good for the customer or not? Because that totally would change the way I would communicate it.
Well, this is something that's been a recurring theme on our episodes, which is like, ask yourself, put yourself in the shoes of your customers and prospects and ask yourself, does this make sense? You know, what questions do they have? And is this good for me or not? Which is a tough perspective to take because most companies, the way they think about things is very much from their own perspective, right? Which is the easiest one to have, which goes, we need more growth. What could be an issue with our current growth? Oh, well, our branding sucks. Let's just have a totally new name and new website, and that's going to help us with growth. So they just change everything. And then, ta-da, we're going to announce with some kind of a PR blog post, we have a new name now. We're awesome. And we're never going to ask ourselves the question, what about our existing customers? How will this make sense to them? Will this confuse any of them? What if they type in our old URL and they pop up in a new one? Like, how do we communicate this with the grander world? And what do they need? How do they feel? Is this really good for them or not? Most companies will just never ask that question, that fundamental question that really changes everything that comes after that.
They won't. They really won't. And so, yeah, go ahead.
I was just about to say, if you get into the habit of doing it, that's going to be a massive competitive advantage because your competitors, more likely than not, are not thinking about their customers as obsessively as they should or could. So if you do it, you'll win. Now, well, there's some easy examples, right? Let's just say I lower my price. I want to challenge this, right? So there might be an example where people think this is obviously good for my customers, but let's challenge that a little bit, right? And then let's go to the obvious bad ones for your customer. So let's say we decided, Heaton, to lower our prices. That seems like a good idea. Good news, right? Shouldn't that be just naturally something all our customers will like and be excited about? So we send an email and we go, ta-da, you know, you're all welcome. New prices are lowered. So now be excited about it. And then let's say that some customers don't like that, you know, and get upset about that. What could be potentially a reason? I'll throw one out and I'll see what you can throw out. And then let's think about how to communicate even something you think is bulletproof positive news. But change is always tough, right? So number one, you have to ask yourself, people bought your current product at your, you know, old prices. So, and the pricing is really part of branding, not just, you know, the cost that they might have bought it because of the variety of reasons at that price. Maybe they just saw the value and if they can get it for a little bit less, they'll be happy. But maybe your sales rep or your marketing team did a really fantastic job on hard selling them on why it's more expensive or why it's priced exactly this way and why this makes perfect sense for the company to be profitable and why the value it provides is so much higher. So if you got some pushback from me that the price is